Since yours is a calm and serene mind, your hope of promoting world peace shall not remain an unfulfilled dream. This is a quote from India's master teacher, Sri Chinmoy. And this is Kwaku Lin sitting in for Bill Davila on a noon concert. Sri Chinmoy, welcome to Los Angeles.
Thank you.
We are very glad to have this rare appearance with you and to share some of your spiritual energy and knowledge with us. And one of the things we would like to do, and we've been listening to music from Sri Chinmoy, a couple albums which we will feature toward the end of this interview, we sort of want to dig into your intellectual and spiritual mind and share that energy with us. And beginning from the beginning, in this rare appearance here at KPFK, how did you originally, in your childhood, or could you visualize in your childhood, leading the kind of spiritual life that you are now? And what kind of training did you go to arrive at the point you are now?
I was fortunate enough to take birth in a spiritual family. My parents were spiritual, and also my older brothers and sisters also spiritual. They accepted spiritual life, some of them, when before I was born. So I just followed my members of the family. And right from my childhood, I got spiritual trainings from the members of my family, and they took me to a spiritual community, ashram, in South India, and I lived there for 20 years, and I practiced spiritual discipline for 20 years from the age of 12 to 32.
In this spiritual development and training, what are some of the specific things that you had to go through to develop that type of discipline?
Well, I had to pray, I had to meditate, I had to concentrate, and discipline here is regularity and punctuality. Early in the morning, I used to get up at 2 o'clock and then meditate for 2 or 3 hours, and then again during the day 2 or 3 times, minimum 8 hours, 7 to 8 hours, I used to pray and meditate. So when you pray and meditate soulfully, we develop inner capacities, or I should say the inner capacities come to the fore. Then we become aware of our spiritual life more consciously, vividly.
I am very excited about the kind of creative output that you have been producing. I've written over 500 books and about 3,300 songs and over 140,000 works of art. And being a creative person, I know you have to have that kind of spiritual energy. When do you find the time to create these kinds of works of art with all the activities, the classes, the lectures, the traveling, the concerts?
To be extremely frank with you, sometimes it puzzles me when I use my mind and want to know things that I have accomplished. Was it all true? But then again, when I look at myself in all sincerity, I clearly see and feel that it is not I who have done it. It is my beloved Supreme who has acted and is still acting and will act in and through me. I am a mere instrument. So according to my receptivity, my inner pilot is acting in and through me. Otherwise, it would be impossible for me to create all these things. So I give, I offer my most soulful gratitude to my beloved Supreme, who is utilizing me as his instrument, humble instrument.
If you were talking to thousands of people, which you are now, and the question, as I'm about to ask you, what is your philosophical and spiritual foundation? How would you define that to us?
My philosophy is very simple. It is love, love divine. We love the world, and if we can love the world in a divine way, then there will be peace of mind, and the whole world will be inundated with love and peace. So we start with love, then use the term devotion and surrender. We love and then serve the world, and then we surrender our results to our Lord Supreme. I shall love you wholeheartedly, I shall serve you wholeheartedly, and then whatever the results I get, I will surrender it also cheerfully to the inner pilot. I love you because in you I see clearly my Lord Supreme. I serve you because in you I clearly see my Lord Supreme. And I surrender my will to him and establish my oneness with him. In that way, you and I and the rest of the world can inseparably become one. And in oneness there is peace, and in oneness there is abiding joy.
Okay, you were, I would assume, in India till approximately 1964. And then you came to the United States. What was the motivation to bring you and your teachings and your philosophy to the United States to spread your message?
Oh, I have been a seeker all my life. I'm a truth seeker and God lover. And my inner pilot, who is my guide, commanded me to come to the West in America and to be of service to him. It is to whatever I received from him, from my prayers and meditation, to offer to the Western world devotedly and soulfully. So I listened to him, my inner dictates, and here I am now to be of service to mankind. And tomorrow I do hope to be of service to a large group of seekers.
In 1964, this country was going through somewhat of a social and cultural revolution. Values were being looked at. Ideas and opinions were being investigated. New music was being developed, new philosophies, new thoughts, new methods for acquiring peace within this country and against the world. The Vietnam War was going on at that time. Excuse me, the civil rights movement was going on at that time. I think the popularity of philosophy and spiritual belief from India was basically popularized in this country by a group called the Beatles when they were involved with the Maharishi. And then they were also involved with, in this country, exposing the music of Ravi Shankar. Do you feel that it was through this kind of opening up of India, its culture, its philosophy and spiritual belief that helped to bring you to this country, that there was a receptiveness at that time, as prior to that there was not really an openness to it?
I must not be ungrateful to any individual. I am all gratitude to all those who have contributed to the amalgamation of Eastern philosophy and Western philosophy, and who have brought Eastern culture, Eastern music, and eastern light and to the west. But at the same time, I must say in all sincerity, personally, I have not been influenced or inspired or helped. It is my inner pilot who came to me as inspiration, as an aspiration, as dedication, as manifestation. So I have to give all the credit to my source, my inner pilot, and others who have contributed largely, let us say. I'm grateful to them. But I don't think, in all sincerity, I've been influenced or inspired by them. Again, their contribution, I deeply appreciate what they have done. But directly or indirectly, I have not been influenced or inspired by their offering to America, to the Western world. Whatever I have got and whatever I am and whatever I am is all due to my prayer and meditation and conscious service to my Lord Supreme.
Throughout the United States and Europe and Australia and Japan, you have several learning and meditation centers. What are the primary goals and purposes of these particular centers?
As I mentioned before, the primary goals are, the primary is very simple. Love, devotion, and surrender. We shall accept the life and not renounce. We shall not enter into the Himalayan caves. And our religion is not Hinduism, Christianity, or Buddhism. No, our religion is love of God. For me, each religion is like a house. I live my place, you live at your place, then you go to school. Here, the inner school. So, we love God, and we serve God, and we offer our capacities and qualities to God. This is our religion. Love divine, and service divine, and surrender divine. Human love, there is always problem. We are attached, and then we suffer. But divine love, we do it unconditionally. And when we serve mankind, when you do something for the world, immediately we try to, we want recognition and so forth. But if we serve it devotedly, then we want to offer our surrender to our Lord. It is not the surrender of a slave to the superior. It is the surrender of the finite to the infinite. Surrender of a drop to the ocean. And the ocean, the drop becomes inseparably one and becomes the ocean. So this is how our philosophy starts. And this is our way of life. Love, mm-hmm. devotion, and surrender.